From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Leah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. At the Common Council's Police Committee meeting November 23rd, Hudson Police Chief L. Edward Moore reported low arrest numbers for the month of October, officers staying on 12-hour shifts, and the importance of educating the public during a pandemic. Moore said the number of arrests and incidents were below average and no use of force was reported during the month of October. Chief of Police Commissioner Shane C. Bauer both said officers prefer the longer shifts. They work 2 days and get 2 days off, then work 3 days and get 3 days off, working 84 hours per two-week pay period. First Ward Alderperson Rebecca Wolf asked about the department's plan to enforce mass gathering restrictions over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Moore said educating the public about the consequences of their actions is important. He said it was never intended for police officers to knock down doors and arrest people gathering on Thanksgiving. If there is a gathering that is dangerous because of the pandemic, officers will respond with attempts to educate, he said. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Paul Nelson is reporting for the Times Union. 5 months since Niskayuna officials announced plans to investigate a photo posted to Facebook 2 years ago by now-retired town comptroller Paul Sebesta showing him in blackface. Local activists are calling for the findings of the investigation to be released. Days after the same issue came to light in June, Sebesta, a Democrat who also served as the head of the town's Human Resources Department, announced his retirement. Sebesta said he bought the Halloween costume he wore in 2014 during a cruise stop in the Caribbean island of St. Kitts. He said that he immediately took the post down from social media when he learned it was offensive. The members of the small activist group, members of Progressive Schenectady, brought attention to the matter. The group is now pressing Town Supervisor Yasmin Syed to make public the work done by the law firm Nixon Peabody. The group also says some town board members have downplayed the importance of the matter. Progressive Schenectady's demand comes as emails allegedly sent by Sebesta in July and December of 2009 to his wife have surfaced. One of those emails shows a racist caricature of then-President Barack Obama, and the other was an equally racist depiction of then-First Lady Michelle Obama. Syed, a Republican, told an audience at a recent town board meeting that she hoped that the law firm's report would come out soon. Lionel Egermeyer with Progressive Schenectady said the blackface controversy shows Niskayuna needs a moment of reckoning. She said, and I quote, "It is about the fact that there are people in this town who are not willing to call out his behavior, so I don't know that getting rid of Paul Sebesta solves the problem if we're not dealing with the root of it. Part of the problem is lack of transparency and not showing us that report. Why is that?" End quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Ian Conrad is reporting for the Legislative Gazette. Governor Andrew Cuomo this month signed legislation into law to protect New Yorkers' First Amendment rights from lawsuits aimed at intimidating critics, journalists, or activists. In the SLAP suit, an acronym for Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation, the plaintiff's intention is not necessarily to win, but instead to bog down the defendant with excessive lawyer fees and to delay the legal process. The bill signed by Cuomo allows victims of SLAP suits to be awarded legal fees if the case is found to be intended in bad faith. The bill's sponsor, State Senator Brad Holyman, said, and I quote, "With the signing of this bill, New York will have one of the strongest anti-slap suit laws in the nation, protecting New Yorkers' free speech from vindictive bullies," end quote. President Donald Trump is notorious for taking legal action against his critics using slap lawsuits. One notable example was filed 10 years ago against journalist and author Timothy O'Brien. While a reporter for the New York Times, she published a book, Trump Nation, The Art of Being the Donald, which included information that indicated Trump's net worth was much lower than he claimed. Trump lost the case and later said in an interview, and I quote, "I spent a couple of bucks on legal fees and they spent a whole lot more. I did it to make O'Brien's life miserable, which I'm happy about," end quote. As of 2019, there were 30 states that have anti-SLAPP suits that make it difficult or unviable to pursue legal action in this way. And you can read the full story in the Legislative Gazette. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a happy Thanksgiving.